McCain is a leading supporter of President George W. Bush's strategy to escalate the number of troops in Iraq. McCain separated himself from the Democratic candidates for president who he says want to surrender to terrorists.
I will continue to do everything in my power to make sure that Senator Clinton and Senator Obama and Senator Edwards do not succeed in calling for surrender in Iraq. It's the first time I have seen in American political history someone wave the white flag and seek surrender in a conflict in which we are winning, and our young men and women have so successfully performed under the new strategy led by General Petraeus.
McCain claimed that the U.S. occupation of Iraq was going well, even though the number of U.S. deaths this month has already passed the number from the entire month of December. He said the U.S. should increase the size of the military while at the same time cutting the federal budget. The National Guard and National Reserve are overstretched, according to McCain.
Our Guard and Reserve are doing things that we never anticipated asking them to do because we've got too small a Marine Corps, too small an Army, and too small a Navy and Air Force. We've got to expand the United States Army and Marine Corps first, as well as the Navy and the Air Force. This burden on the Guard and Reserve is not sustainable. We all know that. Some have been back to Iraq or Afghanistan 3 and 4 times.
Senator Lindsey Graham was a part of McCain's National Security Roundtable. The South Carolina Republican was in Iraq with McCain soon after the Americans invaded Baghdad.
John said something to Ambassador Bremer that shook me to my foundation. He said, "You need to start shooting these looters." This was early on. I think John McCain has the knowledge and experience second to anyone in America right now to understand how to win a war we can't afford to lose.
Another member of the Security Roundtable was James Woolsey, the former head of the Central Intelligence Agency under President Bill Clinton. Woolsey is part of the Project for the New American Century. He said that McCain would try to wean America from its dependence on foreign oil.
The hundreds of billions of dollars that flow to the Middle East from us and other oil importers, directly and indirectly, are what fund the radical Islamic extremism that John McCain has talked about so persuasively as being the central issue of foreign policy and security issue of our time. This is the only war, I guess, except the Civil War we've ever fought, where we pay for both sides.
Today, the New York Times endorsed McCain for the Republican nomination. McCain also added Florida Senator Mel Martinez to a long list of right-wing Cuban-American politicians who have endorsed him. McCain said that he hoped Fidel Castro, the former leader of Cuba, would die soon.
I will bring freedom to the people of Cuba. And when Castro meets Karl Marx, which I hope is soon, that will be a great opportunity to bring democracy and freedom to the people of Cuba. I know how to do it. And it can only happen after they've emptied out their prisons, they have had free elections, and their human rights organizations functioning in Cuba.
McCain said he would fix FEMA by bringing in the private sector, and he suggested that he might support a type of national catastrophic insurance fund, but that a bill going through Congress had no chance of passing in its current form.
As president, I will call the governors, the legislators, the regulators together, and we will make insurance a broad pool across state lines, increasing the ability of people to obtain those insurance policies, reform insurance, and go ahead, and I am confident we will be able to come up with a way to provide this kind of insurance that's so vital. Now, the bill that passed through the House of Representatives was $200 billion. Nobody told how to pay for it, and there was no insurance reform associated with it.
The other members of McCain's roundtable included Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp, Hillsborough Sheriff David Gee, Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, Admiral Leighton Smith, John Layman, who was Secretary of the Navy under President Ronald Reagan and a member of the 9/11 Commission, Tom Ridge, who was Governor of Pennsylvania and Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and Jerry Johnson, who was a retired admiral with the U.S. Navy and a member of the Board of Advisors for the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. Admiral Johnson said that John McCain was the best candidate to deal with China's military ambitions.
He's a commander-in-chief in waiting, and he's trained for it, and he's going to get my vote the next time around.
John McCain will make several stops in the Tampa Bay area before Tuesday's presidential primary election. He will be at the Kings Point Clubhouse in Sun City Center on Saturday at 2:15 p.m., at Fantasy of Flight in Polk City on Sunday at 11:30 a.m., and the Tampa Convention Center on Monday at 5:30 p.m. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.